This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just... On those delicious vibes, 585-252-9800.
Not the delicious vibes.
The scrumptious vibes are in. It's Wednesday. Thank you guys for tuning in. 40 for the high today. Where's our friends at?
They are here. They are ramped and they are ready to chat.
They're strapped. They're ready to go.
They're ready. Good morning and happy Wednesday from Nico and Steven.
Hey!
Vibes are always up on a Wednesday for payday. These potholes are absolutely insane.
I forgot it was payday for them.
Mm-hmm. Again, just constantly cashing checks. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. Love you so much. Yeah, those potholes are indeed insane.
Careful. We got to get Donnie Salami on the line. Fill him up with gravel.
Nutty. I can't believe it.
They're going to spend their entire paycheck on just fixing their vehicle.
Their alignment. No, literally. No, my car's seen one too many potholes. I fear the next one it sees, it will be the end of it.
I have been meaning to ask you, did you replace your hubcaps?
No.
You still look like white trash?
Yeah, I have them. I literally have them. I just need someone to do it for me. You know me. I'm no mechanic.
Just take the bolts off.
I don't know.
I'm just a girl.
I don't know how to do that. So.
Do you know how to change a tire?
Gun to head, I probably could, but.
You just choose not to.
The issue that I run into often is the actual jack itself. Not the jack, but like the tire iron to actually get it off. It's always way too stuck on there for me to unscrew those little bolts and nuts.
You got to stand on the iron.
I know, but it's kind of hard to do when you're a little frazzled on the side of I-90.
This is a great video. We got to shoot this. Breezy changing hubcaps. We got to shoot
this. I don't want to do it wrong and then have them fly off.
Well, I'll be there.
And then what? I just spent $70 on nothing?
It's not hard to do. I'll walk you through it. I've changed many a hubcaps in my day.
Fine. We'll do it. But I want to wait for a nice day out. I'm not changing it in the freezing cold rain. I'm so good on that.
Okay. All right. Who else is here?
Who else? Hannah's here. Hannah says,
Hannah Banana.
Good morning. I wonder if this is our old intern, Hannah. Do you think she ever listened to the show ever again after
no.
she stopped? No. She was like, I'm done. Hannah said, I started watching Severance and it's so good. You guys have to watch it.
I watched it last night. I'm on episode 4 of the first season.
I just feel like when people tell me I have to watch something, I want to do is not want to watch. I don't want to watch it. Everyone's like, you have to watch it. Like, you know, do I have to? Or like,
they're just giving a suggestion.
I know, but it's not a suggestion when you frame it as you have to or else your life will not be fulfilled. So.
Is your life fulfilled?
I don't know. I haven't brought Severance into it, so.
Well, it's a slow start. I'll tell you that much.
Is it people in like suits and, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm so good on that.
Oh my God. What does that have to do with anything?
It's just too serious for me.
Is it people in suits?
I want to see people in bikinis and pools. And...
Okay, right. Okay. Well, then go watch your reality TV.
I will. Summer House is on tonight. Mine for today is this. I just am feeling really good. I went skiing yesterday. Had a lot of fun.
Was it a night ski?
No, I went at like 2.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, I tend to leave right at 4 o'clock when the ski club's starts to get in from schools.
All those buses?
Yeah, I'm good on that.
I gotta get to the lodge.
I'm super good on that.
Before spring hits.
Absolutely love Bristol, though, which is pretty obvious. And then I'm looking forward to a nap today. That's what I'm... I haven't napped in years. Probably since I moved to Fairport, right? So I really want to do that today. Really want to put that on the to-do the to-do list.
You guys are going to hibernate. You better do it now because there is 21 days until spring hits.
Oh my God, yes.
3 weeks in counting. Vibes are up today.
And only a week and a half until our clocks get set forward.
I know. I'm going to Florida in a couple weeks here.
Sunday.
When is it? I leave in 2 weeks. All right, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good this morning. I hope you guys are too. It's going to be a fun show. We got Campy Breezy coming up at 8:10. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to my dad.
It's your birthday.
Go, Dad.
Go, Daddy.
Oh, I wasn't going to say Daddy, but
well,
happy birthday, Pa.
You call everybody else Daddy, but you won't call your own dad Daddy?
No,
disrespectful.
That's creepy.
No, it's not.
Daddy, chill.
Oh my God. He's like, I actually hope you didn't wish me happy birthday so we didn't run into this.
All right, guys, 40 for the high today. Big story of the day is coming up next. We got to talk about the scrutiny against one nursing home in town with allegations of neglect and understaffing. And I brought it up earlier. I don't know how many of you listening have a loved one who's in one of these homes, but tough scene. It really is.
So tough.
When you have a loved one and you go into one of these places and you can see with your own eyes the neglect that's going on. Even me last year when going to visit my grandmother, it's disheartening.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what's going on and what people plan on doing about it with this coming up next on PXY.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
Don't meet me at Waterview Heights. I'll tell you that much right now. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, a nursing home in Charlotte, is under scrutiny against allegations of neglect and understaffing. I mean, the understaffing is no surprise. Maybe the neglect isn't either at this point when it comes to nursing homes, but this is not the first time they've been accused of neglect at this home.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy Worth is a registered nurse with 30 years of experience, and then she recently spoke about her time as a nurse manager at Waterview Heights, and she goes, she says, I know how a nursing home is supposed to be run. She described the facility as severely understaffed, recounting a day when only 3 nurses were available for over 250 residents. 3 nurses.
Interesting.
She reported that due to the lack of staff, residents went without medication and tube feedings all day. Just no medication. My residents didn't get their meds yesterday or today, she said. It was just after midnight on Saturday, February 15th, and she was at work for over 16 hours. And she admitted at that point she had a few choice words with her manager, and he fired her. Now they're really having staffing issues. In November of 2022, there was a resident there, was rushed to the hospital by an ambulance. Her family found her struggling to breathe.
Oh my God.
Nobody was doing anything about it. There was only one certified nursing assistant caring for 40 residents.
What?
Her daughter, Kathy, recounted the nurse saying, "I can't give her meds. I'm only a CNA." And I go, "So you mean to tell me that she has not had any meds this morning?" He goes, "No, I've been here since 6:30 this morning, and not a single person has gotten their meds." So the most recent inspection report from September of last year cited numerous cases of poor care, including residents lying in bed in feces with no clothes on.
Oh, my God.
It says another resident was in a wheelchair with stool on the floor along with the bed sheets. In another case, an inspector found a resident just lying in a soaked diaper. The Department of Health fined this facility $10,000 last year for poor quality of care. This is Waterview Heights in Charlotte. Before you placed a loved one in a nursing home, you got to check the facility's inspection reports. If you have a complaint about a nursing home, they say you can file a complaint with the New York State Department of Health. I have flashbacks going in to see my grandma last year when she was at one of the nursing homes. Much better staffed than this place. However, I can even sense some neglect that was going on in there. And you walk in there, and to see someone you love so dearly be in a situation like that, I can't tell you how many times I walked in there. I was like, "God, please take her."
Wow. That's insane.
And I had a close friend of mine years back where her father was at this nursing home at Waterview Heights. And we're talking 2014, and she had so many stories of neglect, even going back then, 11 years ago. So if you do, place a loved one in a nursing home, check the facility's inspection reports. Coming up on the show, yesterday I got caught red-handed, and because of it, I don't know, I could be banned from ever coming back to this one spot.
Oh my God.
And I need to know how many of you have ever been guilty of doing this at your doctor's office.
Keep it in your pants. Take your dad's advice.
I'll tell you what it is coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome to the show. Good morning, you guys. Normal or nope? I know that
I'm going to go nope.
I know that you guys are like me. When you go into a doctor's office and you're waiting alone in the office, you go through all the cabinets and drawers, right? You do it.
Don't lump me in with you. I do not do that.
If you,
what cabinets? What drawers?
Everything in the waiting. When you're waiting. If you do this, can you just let us know quick? I'm trying to take a quick census this morning. 585-252-9800.
I don't even. Oh, wait. You mean like on the table?
Yeah, I was waiting on the table.
No.
What? You can't tell me you're not curious what's in those cabinets or drawers.
It's like gauze and alcohol pads and like
there's got to be more
sticks.
I couldn't help myself yesterday, and I felt like I was sitting there forever waiting for the doctor. And I'm like, what's in these drawers? What's in these cabinets? And I'm trying to be strategic because there's no way I can just sit there for as long as I've been sitting there, not knowing what they possibly have stored in these cabinets or in these drawers.
You need help.
So I get off the table and I start going through the cabinet.
With a skirt on.
I was in normal clothes. I was there for a physical. And, you know, it's
you didn't need to put your dress on?
No, never.
Interesting.
And, you know, I guess it's the usual stuff. Latex gloves, Q-tips, a long rubber thing. And then I get down. And I wasn't on my knees, but I crouch down and I start going through the cabinets. And then there's a knock on the door, and I couldn't get up off the floor fast enough. And the doctor walked in and caught me red-handed looking through her things.
Oh, my God.
And she responded. She said, "You see anything in there you're interested in?" I said, "No, I'm sorry." She goes, "Okay, we're not going to go through our things, okay, and personal items." And now she's talking to me very condescendingly.
Yeah, because you're a child.
Like I'm 10.
Yeah, well, you're acting like you're 10, so.
All right, and I'm like, you know, she goes, "What brings you in today? Not feeling well?" I'm like, "No, you told me to come in for a physical." What are you talking about? That's why I'm here. And I think all doctors are aware that patients absolutely go through those cabinets or drawers while they're waiting.
I don't think that that's a thing. I've never once my entire life gone through that or had the urge to go through that.
Maybe I'm the only one that's ever been caught. But they know we can't help ourselves.
You know what the funniest thing about you is? I think it was yesterday. You're like, you know, I mind my business. I'm like, you don't. You literally are the opposite of minding your business. You know, I like to keep to myself and mind my business.
There are certain things in life where I try my best to keep my head down. Okay?
Not when you think people aren't looking.
Well, I'm alone in this office. Yeah, you can't tell me you're not curious.
Like, we're not going to do that. That's not what we're going to do. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Has any nurses ever caught somebody going through, snooping around the office?
You need help.
Who does this?
Our text lines are dry. Absolute crickets.
Megan says, hard no, Moose.
I'm appalled. Alexa, I'm absolutely appalled.
Who else is here? Alexa says, OMG, yes. Yes, we have one on the board. I get curious. The waiting room was filthy when I was there, and it stank in there. And I've seen the people who work there take shortcuts, and I was wondering what was hiding. So I started going through the cabinets. I just don't trust anyone. Did you find anything, Alexa?
Yes. Moose, what are we doing here? What goes through your brain? Your brain needs to be studied by science.
You're in a room alone for 15 minutes, and in that room,
it's not an escape room.
There's cats.
I mean, you're just go sit on your phone and scroll on TikTok like a normal person in your dress.
I can't because then I'm going to get anxiety while I wait.
What are you anxious about?
The doctor could come in.
Also, so much effort to get up, crouch down, scurry around. No, thank you. This person says, I've never actually gone through the drawers, but I thought about it. It might be just a little ADHD. This person says, my mom's a nurse and said that people steal her stuff all the time.
I didn't take anything.
I work in a nursing home, and one of the wives of our resident snoops everywhere under random cabinets. It's very weird.
I just want to know what's in there. Listen, you're the same person that came on the air not even too long ago and said you go through everybody's medicine cabinet.
Oh, I mean, I think it's... I didn't say I go through everybody's. I said it is a huge... It's one of the biggest violations I feel like you can do. Violations of one's privacy if you open their medicine cabinet and look and see what's in there.
Yeah, I do that. Maybe we're talking about me.
He goes, you know what? I just try to keep my head down and mind my business. I'm like, you're a liar. So there's that. This person says...
Certain things.
I work in a doctor's office and we all know.
Oh, you guys do know? Okay, I just want to make sure. I'm not trying to be disrespectful here. I just, you know, I'm curious.
What else do you do? Log into my chart? Look at everyone's charts and HIPAA?
No, I'm not interested in any of that. I just want to see what's in the drawer. That's all.
Did you find what you were looking for?
No. Well, like I said, there was a long rubber thing. I don't know what it's used for. Probably colonoscopies. And then there was just the usual latex gloves, KY jelly, Q-tips, cotton balls, what have you. Oh, we have a nurse weighing in. Oh, I love it. What's up, guys? Good morning. As a nurse, I've seen patients going through these cabinets. It's always funny because there is nothing that interesting we keep in there. Popsicle sticks and COVID tests. If you're fascinated by that, have at it. Thank you.
And this person says, a doctor's appointment cost me around $250 more than likely. So yeah, I'm going to check out those cabinets if I damn well please.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
He's like, I got to get my money's worth. You know what I mean?
Got to take those sticks. Kim says, I could care less what's in those drawers. I'd much rather sit there and have anxiety. And I'm not proud saying this, but I've always been that type of guy. Like a couple of years back, I started dating a girl and she's like, hey, you know, you can stay. I'm going to work, but feel free to hang out.
Biggest mistake and regret of her life.
No problem. I went through a couple drawers. I'm not going to lie. I was very curious what was in the nightstand and what was in a couple drawers. Did I feel guilty doing it? Hell yeah, I did. I know I shouldn't have done it, but something inside of me was just like, just check.
Did that stop me from doing it the next time? Absolutely not. You're a freak. No, you need help. And the thing about it is like, you can't judge somebody based on what you do find, because you're not supposed to be in there anyways.
Correct. You can't say anything.
If anything, you're just torturing yourself, because now you have to live with this, not only guilt, but all this information that you can't be forthcoming with anybody, because you weren't supposed to be there in the first place.
Yeah. The only thing I had
questions... Not you loving self-sabotage and self-torture.
I just wanted... The only thing I had questions about is the medication that was in her...
medicine cabinet?
Yeah. And I never brought it up. But, like, you remember the first time I spent the night at your house? The night I was at your house, you weren't there, and I slept in your bed?
Yes.
Yeah, I went through a couple drawers. Okay.
And that's the last time you'll be invited over. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. 98 PXY.